This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial toll-free. Bring up anything you want at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just drop by freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features you'll find there on the website. Joining you in the studio tonight, you have Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Website again, freetalklive.com. Just drop on by there. You can actually create the content that you see on the front page of the site. It is a Reddit-based system, and that means it is free to you. So go and enjoy freetalklive.com. You can also connect with us on the air via Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, so feel free to reach out in that way. If you like, it is apparently a holiday today. I found this out today. Veterans Day. But I guess that used to be called Armistice Day.
Armistice Day, yep.
What was the Armistice Day thing about?
Well, that was World War One. It was the 11th month, the 11th day of the 11th month at the 11th hour was when World War One was, they signed a treaty to cease it at that time. And we've read on Free Talk Live several times sort of the names and what happened to the last soldiers to die from each side on that those days. And interestingly, in some cases, they died actually after 11 a.m. So, I mean, it's really kind of weird because at 10:59, you're at this in this legal state of war where you're killing people and getting away with it, and it's good and just and right. At 11 o'clock, ding! Then killing somebody is a crime and criminal and bad. And it's really weird because I think that pretty much everyone can agree that the people who died, the last person to die on each side did nothing. Because the war didn't come to an end. The war came to an end before the 11 o'clock because these guys came and they signed stuff and they said, oh, yeah, it's going to be over. One of the guys got shot in the head while running to tell everybody, hey, there's going to be warm soup after the armistice. And it's really really sad. And I think World War One is probably better than most a way to illustrate the horrors of war.
So, essentially, the holiday used to be a day to celebrate the end of a war, and it has been changed into Veterans Day, which is more of just a kind of worship of the apparatus of war.
What people will tell you is it's honoring those that have served. And you know,
as pawns in the politician's game.
Well, I think that that would be hard to argue that isn't the case, that soldiers do the whims of, young men do the whims of old men, right? That's what war is. And I've actually got a story from BBC about, speaking of young men, the teenage stories of World War One. And
we'll talk about that here in a little bit. Let's go to the phones, your calls and thoughts. Also coming up, the police officer who we haven't talked about this story yet, but the video has gone viral. It is the one in which Saratoga County Sheriff's deputy slaps a man because he would not consent to having his car searched. And boy, does this deputy have a mouth on him. I had to go and edit out many, many F-bombs from this, what is not more than a two-minute-long video.
How old is the guy that he wants to search the car, of which he wishes?
Younger than him, probably in his 20s, would be my guess.
That's why he's cussing in order to establish dominance and intimidate the young man.
So let's go first, though, to Pete, who is in Long Beach, California. You're on Free Talk Live. Pete.
You know, well, I have to make a comment about that. Then I have to tell you why I support the Westboro Baptist. Okay. Well, the first thing is, look, when World War III happens and people have no more illusion of nothing to lose, a young man's going to put a bullet in that corrupt enemy soldier's head named a police or policy man. Second thing is, look.
What?
Okay. Well,
did you just say that, just to clarify, did you just say that you thought the soldiers would shoot the police in the United States?
I said that a policeman is an enemy soldier. A constitutional sheriff is a friendly, but people like that, that's an enemy soldier because they're an unconstitutional policyman of the elite. So when people have no illusion of that they have something left to lose, when the stock market crashes or whatever, that young man's going to put a bullet in that guy's face.
Okay. You mean the guy that slapped, the man that was slapped by the police officer?
What's unconstitutional about a local police officer?
What's unconstitutional? Well, it says that only a sheriff, which is elected by the people, is the constitutional person. See, the police chiefs and whatnot, unless they have been sworn in and they're elected by the people, they're not constitutional. I mean,
well,
we can argue this.
I'm trying to understand here. So the Constitution is a set of restrictions for the federal government. It doesn't say what local. Yeah, well, that's the idea. But it doesn't say what local governments can do. So
the word sheriff doesn't appear in the United States Constitution.
Yeah,
it's based on that. It was amended, but it was basically he was supposed to be the law of the land and common law. I know the free staters. I know you free staters probably support common law. I do. Common law. No victim, no crime. What he did, he became the criminal. And back in the day, I mean, when people had some decent God-fearing morals, quote-unquote, or traditional values, they wouldn't tolerate that. But we tolerate it. We tolerate the sin because we're just like that. If we were any different, then you know what? We wouldn't tolerate it. But because
Wasn't the sheriff the bad guy in Robin Hood? I mean, wasn't he the tax
sheriff of Nottingham?
Yeah, the tax collector for the king.
He was a criminal. Just, you know, but see, it's based on actions. You know, actions speak louder than words. And, you know, I can wear a badge. I can get a badge at Toys R Us and say, look at me, I have authority. Just cause I think it relates to what you said about soldiers and stuff. God help them and stuff. They don't realize who they're fighting for.
Well, first of all, the action you're talking about is a violent action, and I don't think people are going to stop and pause and wonder what your message is when you're killing police. And
the people are going to start doing it left and right when they have nothing left to lose. When our convenience goes in this country, just like the dead Kennedys, give me convenience or give me death, I guarantee you that people are going to go off. Little things that used to not bother them, like a parking ticket or whatever, they're going to go off.
You're saying people are going to shoot the police over parking tickets?
Oh, I guarantee you. Smaller stuff than that. There's people that, in the hood, if you will, that'll kill somebody for a chicken sandwich or rob somebody for $20. Do you think that people in inner city America and other places are not gonna go off? They're gonna be animals. We're gonna see how good our human nature is unchecked by God. I mean, this is exactly what I'm talking about, because we want other kings besides King Jesus, because we don't.
Who are you speaking for when you say we? Because you're certainly not talking for me.
Our actions.
I don't accept your representation, Pete. I'm not interested in having you speak for me. You're constantly advocating violence as though it's going to solve something.
If FEMA kicks down your door or whatever, are you going to take the mark and go to the camps? Are you going to say enough?
I don't know what you're talking about. First of all, I'm not interested in taking any kind of mark or cooperating with the government, because the thing with the people who advocate violence, and this is not uncommon, you're fairly typical in this way. The people who advocate violence never see another way. They only see two paths. They see the path of obedience and the path of violence. And the truth is there's a third path, and thank you, Pete, for your call tonight. The third path, to me, is non-cooperation, is not going along to get along. Now, I don't necessarily believe Pete's conspiracy theory about the FEMA camps and all that. But certainly, had the Jews in Nazi Germany not been so obedient and obediently reported to the ghetto, for instance, when they were told to, that probably would have thrown a real wrench in the Nazis' plans, you know, in order to get everybody in the same place to more easily control them. So if people don't just go along to get along, if rather than receiving the parking ticket and then shooting the police, as Pete was suggesting there, they receive the parking ticket and refuse to pay it and go to court and demand a trial and, you know, clog the system with themselves, I find that to be a much more a stronger viewpoint. Because if you shoot a cop or shoot any government employee, Pete's wrong. I mean, the actions don't speak louder than words. Those actions will, well, I guess in a way they are. I guess that is true. The actions will speak louder than words because no one's going to listen to your words if you have murdered, you know, shot somebody. And I know you're going to say, well, it's not murder because you're acting in self-defense against these
aggressors. It's going to look like murder to everybody else.
It sure is. And they're not going to take the time to understand the subtleties and the supposed logic behind what you're advocating there. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. And if we want to have a chance at freedom, and I don't know if that's what Pete wants, but that's what I want. If we want to have a chance at freedom, we've got to convince people about that. And that takes words. 855-450-FREE. If people won't listen to you, then what was the point? It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-856-4195. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-856-4195. That's 1-800-856-4195. Call 1-800-856-4195.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I am so excited. My Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle just arrived. I bought it from Guns80.com. I've wanted an 80% AR-15 ever since my buddy Mark got his. I just had to have one. And when I was on the website at Guns80.com, not only did they have a great deal on the Ghost ARs, but I also found lots of other really cool stuff. And they're 80% specialists. At Guns80.com, they have a great selection of pistol kits and rifle kits. All of them can be legally shipped straight to your front door. 80% lowers and jigs starting at $50. 80% rifle kits, $500. Everything you need to build an AR in your home, all at Guns80.com. Cool part, 100% legal in most states. So, get your AR-15 today. I got mine. Now it's your turn. Go to Guns80.com. I can't wait to get mine built. Get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns, the number 880.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You've got in the studio with you tonight, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And it is Veterans Day. We've got some related stuff to discuss here tonight. And also the police story out of Saratoga Springs, I think it is. Anyway, in New York, this awful cop who apparently slaps a young man that he has pulled over who is refusing to consent to a search. It's a great example of an out-of-control rogue cop, and it's all caught on video, so we've actually got the audio track from it. I had to spend a bit of time cutting out the F-bombs, and there are quite a few of them.
The wordy dirds?
Only about a minute-long track. You'll be shocked, I think, at what this cop says to the guy. Even if you've seen bad cop videos before, this cop's pretty gross in his descriptions. We'll get to that here in a moment. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE.
You can get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com. It's a subscription program. You can cancel it at any time, but it's delicious coffee, 100% organic, top 1% great Arabica beans. It's shade grown. I drink this coffee every day. It's BuzzBox coffee, and it's wonderful. If you drink coffee, try a free pound. It is worth the shipping to get this free pound of coffee. But what BuzzBox does that other companies don't do is they return some of the proceeds to us so that we can give microloans through Kiva.org to people around the world. We can help folks with a hand up rather than a handout in ways that they, only they know, are best for them. And that's why I support Kiva and have supported them for years, and I'm delighted that we're able to expand into this now. So please, go get a free pound of coffee at coffee.freetalklive.com and see what you think. Coffee.freetalklive.com.
Let's continue with your calls and thoughts. Rich is in Montana. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Hello, Rich.
Ian, they got that last caller, Pete, right?
Yeah, that's right, Pete.
Can you explain to me how he was advocating violence?
He was hoping for violence. How about that? He was.
No, I don't think he was hoping for violence. What he's telling you is it is going to happen in this country.
Well, I agree with your statement that what Pete said was not an advocation of violence. However, I'm going to defend Ian to some extent that we deal with Pete on a regular basis. Have you heard calls from him before?
I've heard Pete before. You're always. I mean. Sometimes I agree with you guys, but I'm telling you, sometimes I think you're way out there on things.
Well, what do you think we're way out there on?
Given the same situation as that kid, and I saw the video of that cop, I mean, I don't know how I would have reacted if that cop would have tried to do something like that, smack me up the back of the head. Granted, I'm probably even older than that cop.
Right.
But
that's part of the problem.
Oh, boy. that would really push me to the limit.
That cop would want that. That cop would want to push you to the limit so you could push him back or do something else against him when he hits you. That way he'll have an excuse to blast you right there on the spot.
Can't you say that cop, well, what makes you think that somebody wouldn't just go ahead and blast that cop before he had a chance?
I'm not saying that someone wouldn't do that. I'm saying that's a terrible idea, and Pete calls in relishing those ideas. He loves the idea of people shooting the police.
Honest goodness, Ian, wouldn't you say that cop probably deserved it at that point?
There's no doubt that human to human, if another person attacks you, you have the right to defend yourself. However,
cop attacked that kid.
No doubt.
Either
if you do it in the circumstances.
We have our Fourth Amendment rights in this country, or we don't.
Fourth Amendment? What do you mean the Fourth Amendment? That's the right to privacy.
Against unreasonable search and seizure?
Right. Yeah. No, look, I agree with
you.
I don't think that.
If you want to get into my car, you better get a warrant. And that's
sure.
all there is to it.
Hey,
and
look, man, I totally agree with you. I'm not saying you should roll over and let a cop search. I'm just saying don't shoot a cop because you're going to end up dead and it's going to look bad for everybody else, you know, especially if you are affiliated with the freedom movement. Now, again, I don't think Pete is. I think he's just some sort of violent wacko that lives on the West Coast and really relishes violence.
The guy, you know, I got to defend him in this one. Can you tell me how he's a violent wacko?
He relishes the idea of using violence to achieve his political
Wants to hang gay people because they're gay.
I've never heard him say that. Granted,
I have.
Listen to your show every night, but I've never heard him say that.
Okay,
he's obsessed with homosexuality.
Yeah, so we've heard he wants to kill gay people. He wants to kill the police. Or rather, he wants other people to do it because Pete will never actually go and do those things himself. And I hope he doesn't. But you know. He's constantly on the air advocating other people doing it for him, and he kind of dodges around. Maybe he won't actively come right out and say you should do this, but at the same time, he clearly relishes the idea of it happening and fantasizes about that violence. It's pretty clear.
You can't read that man. You can't read that guy's mind and say something like that.
Well,
I just
gives
you the right to read somebody's mind and put words in his mouth and just say that's what he's saying.
It's pretty clear to me that he relishes violence. It's almost every time he calls.
Oh, yeah, like
every time
he calls. Usually the word hanging comes out of his mouth.
In your mind's eye, maybe not a lot of people that hear him talk.
Okay, Rich. Well, it sounds to me like you kind of fantasize about it, too. Like you like what he said about that.
Oh, and you're sure of that? Do you know me that well to have these?
I just said it sounds
like
it. I didn't say I'm sure of it. I said it sounds like it.
Listen, there is a time for violence in life. I think you're...
When's that? When is the time?
Well,
so
I don't know.
Time
it could be
violence.
Any number of things, Ian.
Pick one. Where's your line in the sand?
It might be where a cop would slap me up, think that he could slap me up in the back of the side of the head like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the difficult thing
is knowing you.
That might be the pushing point, because I'm telling you what, Pete is right. People are getting to the point in this country that they are about ready to pop.
Oh, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with...
This country is about ready to explode, Ian.
I don't disagree.
This country's about ready to
explode. But I don't think that's a solution to anything.
Yeah, that's certainly... I'm with you there, Rich. Like, people are angry. There's no doubt about that. But getting violent in response to the violence of the police is not going to solve anything. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, you know, is Pete, is Rich, are these guys advocating violence? Not necessarily, but they're certainly fantasizing about it. Now, maybe at the same time, as they're fantasizing about it, they're telling themselves that they don't want that to happen, but they believe that it will happen, and so therefore, you know, they're okay with it. I don't know what the justification process is that goes on in their minds. I don't claim to know what they're thinking. All I know is what they're saying. That's all I can listen to is the words that are coming out of their mouths, and I hear... They're rubbing their hands together. They're just waiting for somebody to give it back to the cops. Give it
cops
to them good.
Chickens are coming home to roost.
I have had these same situations, these violent fantasies that go into my head. I see some terrible story where the cops, like this one, where the cops do something awful, and I get all worked up, and then I play some scenario out of my head, and I of course I'm the winner in that scenario, and what it does is, at the end of the situation, I'm either yelling, I'm certainly angry, I'm upset. It has broken my peace, whatever that might be. The tenuous hold I have on peace in my life, it's broken it
at all times.
Yeah, and nothing's achieved. No cops are harmed in the creation of this fantasy.
Toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If Rich struck back at that cop, if he hit Rich, then Rich might be dead at this point. And what would that have really accomplished? It's Free Talk Live.
Are you ready to surrender your right to buy body armor? No joke. Congress is now trying to outlaw civilian body armor. And if House Bill H.R. 5344 becomes law, you can kiss your right to protect yourself against rifle bullets goodbye. Don't put off your body armor purchase any longer. Go now to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Thousands of military veterans trust their lives to Infidel Body Armor. You should too. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away 6 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter.
and it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season, like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free here at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Join us online. Go to freetalklive.com. And enjoy the features that are waiting for you on the site. Once again, that's freetalklive.com.
So, do you have some Bitcoin and you need a car? New Age Auto Sales has late model used cars that they've cared for in their own rental fleet. And since New Age Sales is selling their own well-maintained cars, the auction fees and transport costs aren't getting passed on to you. Their cars are in great condition, and the price to move. They can ship anywhere in the world. So go to newageautosales.com and see what they have. They're looking for to be the Bitcoin auto dealer, but obviously if you see something that you like and you don't have any Bitcoin, they certainly can help you. But with Bitcoin, your money never needs to be exchanged into dollars. It's newageautosales.com for late model, well-maintained cars shipped anywhere in the world for Bitcoin. Head on over to their website or give them a call and buy a car from the first Bitcoin auto dealership, newageautosales.com. They're down there in Miami, Ian, so they can, you know, ship them all over the U.S., and I think it's pretty exciting. You know, I've found people that want to buy a car in Bitcoin, but they didn't really have that many options.
Yeah, it's true. Now, it's hard to find a dealer who'll take it.
Now you've got an option, and they'll ship it to you, New Age Auto sales.com.
That is exciting. I'm glad to hear about that. Our toll-free number here tonight, 855-453. Got more on Veterans Day. Mark, you wanted to share some kind of story of some of the victims of the U.S. military, meaning that military members who died or something like that? Or
right. Well, these aren't U.S. military members. These are these were actually English members. And
I see.
What they were is young men who signed up who were under the age of 19 actually is what it was the required age at the time. And they, you know, signed up for the military and went off for adventure. And this is, 1914. You have a lot of, you know, not a lot to do, you know, some mining, some farmhand work, and that's pretty much all that teenage young men really had the option to do at the time.
We'll get into more of that here in a moment. Glenn's in Philadelphia. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Glenn.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, good, very good. I wanted to say something about Veterans Day, but before I do, I wanted to chime in on this issue about the police and searching and battery and stuff like that. Fortunately, I live in the suburbs of Philadelphia, and fortunately, I think we must have pretty decent police forces around here because I don't hear about those types of incidents around here.
Philadelphia?
In the suburb, northern suburbs of Philadelphia.
Okay.
I got a speeding ticket, you know, minor speeding ticket, you know, revenue collection point a few years ago. It was $100, no points. And the guy was practically apologetic, you know, saw it as a CDL driver and stuff. And it's just like, yeah. And he didn't thank me for points or anything like that. It was just a failure, you know, to obey a traffic signal or something, you know, traffic control instructions for like speeding permit fine, you know. So, yeah, you know, I don't know anybody who's had any such bad interactions. However, if I anticipated a problem and met with a policeman who was behaving aggressively like that and seen have a chip on his shoulder and wanted to search my car, number one, I would probably be inclined to let him do it because he's only going to be bored out of his mind with my, you know, antifreeze and my waterless hand cleaner and stuff like that, you know, unless I feared he was going to plant something on me, which would be relatively rare. I would have a tendency to go along
with I don't know. You're just assuming how rare it is. I don't know how rare it is.
Yeah, well, the reason why you don't hear about these cases, Glenn, is because they, you know, don't always give video.
Please let me finish. I'm just kind of setting it up. I'm not saying they don't happen frequently. But what I'm saying is I would have a tendency to probably, A, let them search, and then, B, take my complaints to a supervisor or to local courts or something like that. If he became aggressive, you know, or if I was inclined to say, geez, you have a probable cause or reasonable suspicion, why would you want to do that?
The answer is no, because when a cop asks you if they can search, that means they have no probable cause, because if they had probable cause, they wouldn't be asking you.
Right. Well, that's an obvious, yeah, that's why I'd be pointing that out by politely asking the question. And, if something bad ensued, like him hitting me,
it's a terrible idea, by the way, to consent to a search. I just like to insert that.
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's fine. Okay. And I try to make sure that the interaction was caught on the car's camera. And then
which car?
Put it subpoenaed for the police car's camera.
I hope you can get it, because there's a lot of people that complain that somehow if the police officer does something wrong, the footage just disappears.
Right. There's another point here. Right. Exactly. And now. However, in terms of strict legalities of the matter, Mike Rivero is fond of quoting, referencing John Badoff versus U.S. versus John Badoff, in which it was ruled if the police attack someone, the person is entitled to protect him or herself, you know, up to and including lethal force. Now, the problem is you do have a he said kind of thing going on there, and without the camera footage, you know, you're probably in pretty bad shape. But theoretically, according to, you know, federal case precedent, a person does have the legal right to defend himself.
Great. So the camera footage is going to vindicate you after the fact, after you've been iced by this this cop. What good does that do you?
No, I'm just saying. It's academic, but it, like that other guy said, I personally, you know, would probably not elect, you know, to engage a violent police officer. But theoretically, according to the law of the land in U.S. versus John Badoff, that, you know, people do have the right to defend themselves against battery, even if that person's wearing a badge. That's
yeah, no doubt about it. I didn't deny that, you know, I don't care. But legally and morally, I think you have the right to do it. I don't know about legally. I'm not a lawyer. But that's, you know, if I believe what you're saying, then that's the case. But just because you have the right to do it, Glenn, doesn't mean that it's a wise thing to do. And you've already indicated you probably wouldn't do it because, well, you're probably somewhat sane. And
you want to survive. I mean, because at this point...
And then hope for ethical behavior by the authority, their superiors. That's just one thing you can try.
Thanks, Glenn, for the call tonight. Appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-453. What were you saying?
I'd rather get slapped and live than I would, somehow be the hero in this situation and use some kind of force against a police officer and have to escalate that force to the point that I'm defending myself. And I don't trust juries. I don't trust juries one whit. Juries,
especially some cop-loving juries out there.
I don't trust Americans. I don't trust Americans to take a rational look at how somebody with a badge, somebody with a government uniform is acting, because they already say these are our heroes. Now, I'm a firefighter, and I've seen this over and over again. They say these are our heroes, and certainly there are police and soldiers and firefighters that have done lots of heroic things, but the fact that they put on a government uniform does not make them a hero just because they put on the uniform. So, and every hero has his bad day, and you're judged by the moment by moment what you're doing. So if a police officer steps out of line and is using force against somebody, and somebody uses a commensurate amount of force to protect themselves, and then the escalation goes to the point that a police officer gets killed, I don't trust the jury to say, well, we understand why you had to continue to escalate force here.
He had a right.
You know, we had a police officer call in just this week and say that, no, you don't have the right to use the force the same, you don't have the same right to use force that a police officer has. And that's the way they look at it. You are the serf. They are the king's men.
Well, there was that case in Indiana. I think there was like an Indiana Supreme Court case that said that you could, you know, theoretically use
force. You know why I got to the Supreme Court? Because they had crappy juries along the way. I mean, I just don't trust them. And I don't know. I do not care to sit 10 years in jail while we get to the Supreme Court to prove this point. No, I don't. This guy, you know, we have a system that rewards, or if it doesn't reward, at the very least, it looks to the askance at people who are bullies who decide to become police officers.
Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control here. We've also got Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Your comments on fighting back against the out-of-control police. It's tempting, but it's ultimately a terrible strategy. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We'll take your calls about anything. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We'll talk more about the Veterans Day story, Mark, that you wanted to share with us here in a little bit. But the conversation has steered over towards a video that we haven't even played yet. We've got the audio track from the video of the Saratoga County. I said Saratoga Springs. That's not the same place, I don't think. Saratoga County Sheriff Sergeant has been suspended, and apparently a further article claiming over at photographyisnotacrime.com that he has been arrested. So the Sheriff's Department caught red-handed in this case on video. Now, the actual slap doesn't it's not shown on the video. It is it's heard. You can hear it. It's pretty clear that it does happen. But you can't actually see it. So the video itself isn't as damning as it could be. The young man who was involved in this situation was apparently with a friend who was doing the recording and was not pointing at the actual action at the moment. And I don't think the officer realized he was being recorded, which may have been why the camera was not being pointed in that direction to record surreptitiously the interactions of the driver and the officer. So I'm going to play that audio for you here in a moment. Also want to invite you over to freetalklive.com where you can enjoy all kinds of features totally free. TimesUnion.com reporting Sarasota County Sheriff's, not Sarasota, Saratoga County Sheriff's Sergeant was suspended after a video posted on the internet Friday captured him allegedly slapping a young man as the deputy insisted on searching his vehicle, which had a rifle on the back seat. Sheriff Michael Zurlo said Saturday that he was very disturbed, this is the high sheriff, by what he saw on the video. I really am, said the sheriff. I don't condone activity as it's portrayed, and we're going to look into it, and we'll handle this quickly and swiftly. Sergeant Sean R. Glanz, age 48, who has been a police officer for 27 years, was suspended without pay pending an internal investigation. Isn't Glanz another word for the head of a penis?
It is that.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. Funny how life comes up with these names. The video was captured by a young man who filmed his friend's encounter with Glanz early Friday in Half Moon. Glanz confronted the pair after he said they walked out of nearby woods to their vehicle, which was in the parking lot of a business. Glanz noticed a .22 caliber rifle on the back seat. The sergeant said they were wearing dark clothes and acting suspiciously, although they broke no laws. And then the article goes on to give you the text of the video, which we've got the audio here, so I'm just going to play that for you now.
Okay, then it shouldn't be an issue for us to look.
It is. It's just not right that you just want to search my car.
We'll get a full search warrant. Okay. All right? You want to do that?
I mean, if that's the route you want to take, but there's no reason you have to search my car. There's just no need for it.
Okay, let's get a search warrant.
I wasn't in my car when all this was happening. Like, why don't you want to search, like, my house or something?
Let me see your keys.
Why?
Searching the car as well.
You can't do that, though.
You want to resist?
I'm not resisting.
You want to resist? Search the car. I really don't want to stand out here in the middle of a raid.
Neither do I.
So if you have nothing to hide in there.
So you see how the police officer says that I don't want to stand out in the rain.
Mm-hmm.
As though it's the free person, the citizen, the, you know, non-initiator here.
There's I call them the victim in this situation.
Okay, the victim. It's their fault that all of this is occurring. Mm-hmm. And I have seen this happen time and time again with activists here in Keene, New Hampshire, and frankly around the world when you read it. It's like, you know, people blame the activist. Well, there's somebody. There's a living, breathing, sentient human being on the other end of this. If you don't want to stand out here in the rain, get your butt back in your car. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm standing here because you're making me. I'm not making you do this. You're the one with the gun on your hip that's liable to use it.
Yeah, this guy's a loose cannon, and he's dangerous. And so, you know, kudos to this guy for staying as cool as he does under the pressure. That, when I say this guy, I mean the victim, for staying as cool as he does under pressure.
We're just going to check.
All right.
Be on our f***ing merry way. All
right.
Understand?
Yeah.
Hole.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now that he's saying all right, does that mean he's consenting to the search? Is this a consensual search? You know, he's saying okay.
Well, what else is he supposed to do?
Seems like he's under duress, I would say this.
Yeah, arguably it is now a consensual search.
Yeah, it would be interesting to see them make that argument. I don't think they're going to bother with this. Apparently they have arrested the officer in this case.
That's intense.
You like that, huh? I can get a lot more intense.
Can you slap me around?
Yeah.
Now that's professional right there.
Yep. Well,
rip your effing head off and S down your neck.
Right. All of this is unacceptable. Now, I haven't heard this young man cuss at all.
No. Every bleep I've made, even the ones that were in the background, were kind of quiet, were all made by the officer.
So I believe that every police officer, sheriff's officer, every law enforcement officer in the country should be wearing a camera and a microphone. And that stuff should be uploaded to the internet for his employers, us, to be able to view whenever we want. I would also like to stipulate that if you're working for me, you will keep the cussing to a minimum. You may cuss after you've been thoroughly cussed at, but before that, you will not cuss at people. Because if you were working in my retail store and you cussed at my customers
Not
when
okay.
they came in like
Not
that,
okay.
yeah, you're going to be out the door. And I don't care anything about your stinking union and your stinking pension and whoever it is that you think that you've got to take care of. If you cared about your kids and them being taken care of, you shouldn't be cussing at your bosses. It's nice. That's real nice. I'm glad this guy got arrested. He's a crappy cop.
Yeah.
And listen to me. I know there's a bunch of cops out there that act like this on a regular basis. You're crappy cops. I hope you get it like this guy gets it.
Officer
Change your ways.
Glenn.
Look, I didn't name him.
So, according to Photography Is Not a Crime, 2 days after the video went viral in this case, and we will post this on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter so you can see it for yourself, showing a Saratoga County Sheriff's deputy slapping a man because he didn't consent to having his car searched. The deputy was arrested and jailed by his own department. Sergeant Sean Glantz was placed on unpaid administrative leave and was forced to resign in what will probably go down as the quickest internal investigation in the history of law enforcement. The news was announced on the department's Facebook page with a press release. He's been charged with official misconduct, a Class A misdemeanor, as well as harassment second degree, which is a violation. So apparently no assault charge, just official misconduct.
It seems like they're going kind of light on him. Yes, they are.
But I think that that's all we can expect. And I think it's a huge step in the right direction.
According to
Go ahead, Ian, please. Well, I would say, Mark, pursuant relative to what you were saying before, I'd say he's a crappy cop because he's sloppy and undisciplined and unprofessional in his language. But I'd say his disregard for the taxpayer is in keeping with the very highest traditions of the police, and that kind of police officer is going to be a success if he can be dignified in his assault on the public.
What's that mean, precisely? What do you mean by dignified in his assault on the public?
Not say F this, F that all the time, or talk about, just not use bad language, but be cool and calm and collected, but still be threatening and malicious and ultimately effective in getting the money out of the people that you're accosting.
Some cops know how to do what you're talking about, is to act professional while engaging in this very scummy activity of extracting money and obedience from people. At the very least, some of them are more friendly about how they approach things. But when you're threatening somebody when you're demanding somebody consent to a search, you've already crossed the line into unfriendly cop mode. And so I guess in that case, you might as well go all the way and live up to your last name. So the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Glanz was reached on Saturday by the Times Union for comment, and he had the brilliant idea of going ahead and speaking to the media in this particular case. He said, quote, "You saw the video. It doesn't look good. I'm all about doing the right thing. I had to go to that point because of the factors that came into play. There was a gun that was involved that I spotted in the vehicle," unquote. Asked if he would have handled the matter the same way again, Glanz said he would, but not if he knew that he was being filmed.
This is why we should have cameras and microphones on all the police.
He acknowledged that he did not know the incident was being video recorded, saying, quote, "I was concerned. It was a public safety issue. If I had to do it all over again, I'd probably do the same thing. If I knew the camera was there, no, because it does look bad." So, what an admission. I mean, just right out there in the open, "I will behave differently and less like a violent thug if I know I'm being recorded. But if there's no camera, then F it. I'll do the exact same thing. Because I do whatever the hell I want to if there's no camera around." And had there been no camera around, this young man would have had no case to complain. It would have just been some guy making an allegation against one of their friendly cops. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com.
Do you drink coffee? Was the last cup of coffee you had really good? Free Talk Live has teamed up with BuzzBucks to bring you the best of the best coffee. Shade-grown, organic, top 1% grade Arabica. But what's different is for every 10 people that get their coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can give another microloan through Kiva. Get a free pound to try it out. A free pound of the best of the best coffee. Help others one cup at a time. coffee.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.